Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen. It's the Bert Show.
I'm obsessed with Ludacris. He's my favorite. This voice is my favorite rapper voice.
If you follow him on Twitter, you know this album's been coming forever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's been tweeting about it and talking about it and promoting it.
Asking
and he was scheduled to come on. And I don't know when we're going to learn. Ludacris, welcome to the Bert Show.
Yeah, what up, man?
What's going on, Luda?
Here's the lesson that we need to learn. And somebody's got to remind us of this. Ludacris is hands down the most button-up, professional, on-time, courteous guest that we have on this show.
Ever.
Movie, TV, music, book author, whatever it is, and consistently early.
Yes. Agreed. And every time, and we forget.
And it screws us up, Luda, because I, seriously, like, let's say we book, I don't know, we got Tom Cruise on the show, right? You know, to talk about a movie or something. He's scheduled for 8:15. We we'll plan for 8:25, 8:30 every time. And when Luda's on, we schedule him for 8:15, and Luda calls us 15, 20 minutes early. Every
time. Here's a lesson to all of the people listening, man. You get there on time. You also leave on time.
Yes. Now, here's, and you bring up lessons, and this is not a, like, I mean, I'm not, you know, joking about this, seriously, a lesson from Ludacris about the way to conduct business, because Luda's nonstop. I mean, it's, you know, it started in radio, and radio turned into music, and music went to movies, and now you're doing booze, and you're doing you know, TV, and you're doing everything.
What year is it?
How do you manage that? Like, what lessons would you teach someone when your girl comes up to you and says, "Daddy, I want to be a mogul just like you"? Mm-hmm. What's the lesson that you can share?
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. A lot of people, they only see, you know, the outside of things. The lesson to share is that you have to have a strong team around you in whatever that you do, and it has to be experienced individuals most of the time. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, it's just handling a lot of different jobs. But I'm here to let everybody know I don't do all of these things by myself. I have a strategic, you know, partnership and strategic people that are around me, business-minded individuals for each and every one of those entities, and that's what you need to understand.
Is there nervousness when you were getting started giving up any of that control?
Giving up control?
Yeah, like saying to somebody else, okay, you're going to be in charge of, like, you know, finding me some movie roles and making the movies happen. You're going to be in charge of my restaurant.
But if somebody's not doing their job right, then it's time to replace that, man. You know, you got to play musical chairs sometime.
If it all had to go away and you could only keep one, which one would you do?
Man, I'm not forgetting that music is what got me here in the first place, so I'm not losing sight of that right now. That's why this Battle of the Sexes album that I'm telling everybody to go get is that important, because it'll show that I'm just as hungry and just as on point as the very first album, man. Mm-hmm.
And you were recently on tour with the Black Eyed Peas. Are you going to be going out on your own? Because I think you and by yourself, you can put on a great concert, and you don't need an opening act or anything. It can just be Ludacris.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're definitely going to continue the touring. So we will be very soon doing some shows, you know, in the hometown and more. Because we did the very first show on the tour was Atlanta.
I know.
Crazy as it is. But yes, you're right. I definitely will be going back on the road. Oh,
yeah, so don't tell Will I am this, but I bought my Black Eyed Peas tickets after they announced you being added to the bill.
It's all good. I won't say. saying that.
All right. So the you know, Ludacris, if you're on Twitter, you follow Luda Juices on Twitter, and Luda, you got it. We're actually going to tweet something to you in a few minutes because one of the producers on our show, Natalie. When I sent out the email, we confirmed this interview yesterday, and when I sent out the email, I forgot to indicate whether or not you'd be calling in on the phone or coming in studio.
Right.
She got up early and got dressed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, send me that. I got to see that.
Now, the beauty of Twitter is we can just tweet that up to you, and then you can take a look, and you can write back to her directly or whatever. But that, are all those tweets 100% yours?
Yeah. No, those tweets, the Luda Juice, you know, I know it's a bunch of impersonators, but Luda Juice is the tweet. Got to keep people afloat of what's going on in the world.
Who was the one who told you to embrace Twitter, or was that 100% you? Because I knew about Battle of the Sexes, you know, a year ago.
Yeah,
you know, and following you and your question and answer and getting feedback and, like, almost walking through the process as you were going in studio and bringing different people in and stuff.
Yeah, as far as the actual Twitter, somebody did, like, kind of convince me. And once they showed me I could do it from my own iPhone, that's when I was convinced, because I was like, oh, okay, I don't have to do much in order to make it happen. And so as far as the Battle with the Sexes questions every day, that was the idea that I came up with to promote this album. And, you know, whenever somebody works so hard on an album and then it finally gets unleashed to the world, man, there's no like, words that can explain how great that feels. So during this weekend, like I said, whether you go to the store, you get it on iTunes, because iTunes, I believe, man, you get a deal. You get, like, 3 extra songs, 2 extra videos and all that. You got to buy this Battle of the Sexes album because you need it in your life.
The also, watching it, you know, come to life on Twitter was the new... Conjure, is am I saying that right?
Yeah, Conjure Cognac, which we did a soft launch in Georgia, man, and everybody that, you know, knows about it, they know about it. Those that don't, you need to go and make sure you try some for all the responsible over 21 drinkers.
Now, there's got to be some, the problem with if you release your own drink line, you can never be caught holding on to anything else.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to drink anything else. Once you take a sip of this, you'll understand how great it is, man. Because anybody who drinks cognac, or even if you don't, it's different grades of it. So, you know, you have, like, VSs, you have XOs, you have VSOPs. Well, what I did with this cognac, I actually helped hand blend it myself in Cognac, France. And the long story short, it has all 3 of these great cognacs mixed in it for a better price that you would pay for, like, a regular VS. So, I mean, there's nothing else that needs to be said. It's better quality for a better price, man, especially in these economic times, and it's extremely smooth. And you don't get a hangover. That's how smooth it is, so I guarantee you need to try some ASAP, Bert.
I'll try that tonight.
There you go. Well, Melissa's got a big birthday party tomorrow
night.
Right. I just got your gift.
That's perfect.
Bringing a cake.
Absolutely. Well, luckily, like I say, it's not available in the rest of the entire country just yet, but we do have it in my home state of Georgia, so make sure you go support that tonight.
Perfect, and I won't have a hangover on Sunday, so that's perfect.
Hey,
exactly.
Debbie, welcome to the Bird Show. You're talking to Ludacris.
What's up, Deb?
Hey, I just wanted to mention, first of all, I love your new CD. It's Off the Hook. And you know, here in the ATL, all the strip clubs are banging How Low Can You Go?
I'm sure they help. Right.
That's like the anthem for the summer. Anyway, right. I wanted to comment. I saw you on Regis and Kelly during the week. And I just wanted to tell you, you were great, and I'm going to tell you why. Big ups and props to you for trying to keep awake, because, baby, I saw the eyes blinking like crazy.
Yeah, I was. I had like 3 hours of sleep, so I had to try and make sure I stayed up, but I was good.
Well,
after a while, I woke up, and it took me a minute to wake up.
For not drinking the, not eating the breast milk cheese or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't on that. I couldn't do it.
He was like, nope, not me. You go ahead and eat that. But anyway, your performance was great, and I can't wait to see you somewhere in concert. And I just wanted to tell you I love your CD.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, man. I'm glad this is album number 7 for me. So, yes, Battle of the Sexes is a fish out, and I'm glad you like it.
And going back to the album, you wrote a song called Sexting about Tiger Woods. Is there any advice you'd give Tiger Woods in the situation he's in right now?
You know, he's just kind of like the face of sexting. I mean, you know, I think that he's taking the proper measures to do what he has to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people that sexed that thinks that he's just the face of it. So it's really just bringing, you know, light to reality.
Would you, if he did walk up to you and he, you know, was standing in front of you and said, you know what, I appreciate the song, but can you make it go away forever? Would you respect his wishes, or is it a situation where he put himself in it?
Can we make it go away forever? Battle of the Sexes, it happens to be flying off the shelf.
Right.
It's too late.
The Bird Show talking to Ludacris, Atlanta's own Ludacris on Q100.
What up, Luda? This is Carl, man. I just wanted to ask you a question. When you came out, the big thing to me is how you enunciated, like, as opposed to every other rapper that came out, they slurred and, you know, didn't really speak real clearly. Do you contribute that to the longevity of your career? And another thing, as far as you making business moves, because your business moves, man, they seem to really just be just on point every time you make one. So I'm just wondering, how do you contribute to the longevity of what you've been doing, really?
As far as the first question, man, I've always made it a point to try and have individuals understand every word that I say, because the worst thing I hear about, you know, rap music, you know, from different people is that they can't understand a lot of the words. Right. So I just make it a point. But as far as the longevity, man, I just stay hungry, man. I love music, like, period. So I get inspired and motivated by a little bit of everything, stuff that's new and stuff that's old. So I would definitely say that, and always trying to educate myself as far as the business is concerned, because they say this is, you know, 90% business, 10% music, so people always got to make sure they stay on point, self-educate themselves on whatever they're going to do.
Right.
So, you know, like you learned I would definitely say that. Good question, though.
Yeah, it seemed like you learned that before you started all this.
Good question. Man, you got to read up on stuff.
You've also done a good job. I mean, you've had your share of disputes, you know, in the rap community, but I think you've done a really good job of squashing those,
right?
Mm-hmm. And handle them like kind of behind the scenes before it becomes, you know,
right,
page long Wikipedia entries about this, and then he said this, and then he said that. Is that?
Hey, no, some I have, some I haven't, but yeah, I always try to make sure we can, you know, we continue to keep it fun at the end of the day.
Right.
So when you do get, because you're, where are you now? Chicago, Milwaukee, somewhere like that?
We're in Chicago, yeah.
How often do you get back to Atlanta and get to see family and the girl and everybody?
Man, I make it a point to do that. If not, then I bring family, or I'll bring, you know, my daughter to where I'm at when she's not in school. So, yeah, I would say, you know, I can't go without, unless I'm on tour, it's like, you know, 2 weeks or so, I can't go without seeing my daughter, man.
You got to come in studio next time you're in Atlanta, because every time you're in Atlanta and you're in this studio, I happen to not be in here. And
you've never met Ludacris?
No, and I'm obsessed with Ludacris. Ludacris, I'm obsessed with you, because ever since I was 16 years old, I had to go sneak out and get your first CD back for the first time. I had to sneak out and get that so my parents wouldn't know I was listening to bad lyrics.
Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah, next time I'm going to have to come into the studio for sure.
It's me. Yeah, Ludacris, you're sweet, because I thought if Wendy said I'm obsessed with you, come in studio, I thought, well, that's going to guarantee he's not going to.
Well, he's saying I'm coming in studio, but he's making a note right now, he's and like, sliding it over to his manager.
No
Q100. Extra security.
Yeah, crazy, man. I'm down.
Come on.
What do you, when you are back in Atlanta for a period of time, outside of Straits, what do you do? Like, what's fun for Ludacris?
Man, taking my daughter places where, you know, we both have fun. Man, I definitely give a shout out. There's this place called Durham Town, like outside of, like 40 minutes outside of Atlanta, where you can ride a whole bunch of four-wheelers and motorcycles and all kind of stuff.
Wow,
I love
cool.
going there, man. I'm kind of adventure type dude. I love all that.
Cool.
Hey, Connie, you're on The Bird Show with Ludacris.
Good morning, Ludacris.
Good morning.
I am a teacher in the Atlanta area. And I love the things you're doing with your foundation. And I don't think a lot of people know how much you give back. Is that your choices, or is someone guiding the foundation?
Again, a lot of those are my choices. But like I said before, you know, it's not just me on a lot of these things. My mother is the president of my foundation. Of course, I have a director. So we all come with ideas, and we all stay afloat of what's going on. So I'll never take 100% credit for any of these things.
Well, I really appreciate you're such a great role model for mm-hmm. the youth, and so much of what you do gives back to them that we really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate the love, and I'll continue to make you proud.
Thank you.
Aww.
Hey, Ludacris, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. We know you're busy. You're creating cognacs and opening restaurants and being on TV and being in movies and making music. So congratulations on, what'd you say, number 7?
Yeah, album number 7, man. Battle of the Sexes is in stores and on iTunes right now. So let's go, man. Let's get it to number 1.
All right, good, check your Twitter in a couple minutes, and we'll put a picture of Natalie up for you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Ludacris, and don't forget, next time you're in Atlanta, we'll see you in studio, okay?
All love. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. It's Atlanta's own Ludacris joining The Burt Show on Q100.
This is The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.